This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping are planning to speak on Thursday. That is according to a U.S. official. It is the first conversation in 4 months coming amid new tension between Washington and Beijing over China's claims on Taiwan. The planned talks between the two leaders, the fifth in a series of regular check-ins, have been in the works for weeks, but the possibility of a visit to Taiwan by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the top congressional Democrat and second in line of succession to the presidency, has added fresh strain to the complicated relationship. Beijing is warning that it will take forceful measures should Pelosi visit the self-ruled island of Taiwan that China claims as part of its territory. The U.S. official declined to be identified ahead of the public announcement. The schedule was first reported by Bloomberg. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he is feeling great 5 days after testing positive for COVID-19. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president remains isolated here in the White House and met virtually with South Korean business leaders who sat around a Roosevelt Room table while the president spoke on a monitor.
Oh, well, I look as great as I feel here.
Which drew some laughs.
That sounded awful, didn't it? I never looked that good. I hope I look as good as I usually do, which is not that good.
His doctor says the president's symptoms are nearly gone. He plans to take another test, and his virus response chief says the moment the test is negative, the president will be back at work. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. Two new studies provide more evidence that the coronavirus pandemic originated in Wuhan, China, market where live animals were sold. This further bolsters the theory that the virus emerged from the wild rather than escaping from a Chinese lab. The research was published online Tuesday by the journal Science. It shows that the human seafood wholesale market was likely the early epicenter of the scourge that has now killed nearly 6.4 million people around the world. Scientists also conclude that the virus that causes COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, likely spilled from animals into people two separate times. Officials say more than 15 people have been killed, dozens injured during 2 days of demonstrations in Congo's east against the United Nations mission in the country. The UN says one peacekeeper and two international policemen were killed Tuesday at the U.S. base in North Kivu province, and by attackers who seized weapons from Congolese police and began shooting. The UN says hundreds of assailants attack UN bases across North Kivu, including in Goma. Demonstrators said fires and forced entry into the Goma base on Monday, accusing the peacekeeping forces of failing to protect civilians and rising violence in Congo's eastern region. The intensifying rivalry between former U.S. President Donald Trump and his once fiercely loyal Vice President Mike Pence has been put on a stark display in Washington. The two grave dueling speeches on Tuesday on the future of the Republican Party. Trump, in his first return to Washington since Democrat Joe Biden ousted him from the White House, repeated the false election fraud claims that sparked the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Pence, in a separate address, implored the party to move on from Trump's defeat. Both men have been laying the groundwork for an expected presidential run in 2024. Japan's Minister for Gender Equality called the country's dangerously low births and plunging population a national crisis and blamed indifference and ignorance in the male-dominated Japanese parliament for the neglect. In an interview with the Associated Press, Seiko Noda couched the steadily dwindling number of children born in Japan as an existential threat. She says the nation will not have enough troops, police, or firefighters in coming decades if it continues. Japan is the world's third biggest economy, but it struggled to make the society more inclusive. They're concerned both within Japan and abroad about how Japan will reverse what critics call a deep-seated history of male chauvinism that's contributed to the low birth rate. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.